This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Does everybody like the press?
No.
No. Do you think the media is fair?
No.
No. No. Not at all. Tell the truth. I better not go any further. I better not go any further. Low life. She's a low life. Okay, thank you, everybody.
President Trump strikes back at Omarosa. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, he leaves no stone unturned. But you know what he did prior to that? He still asked about the press. What about the press? What about the press? Here's what's interesting about that. Donald Trump is never, repeat, never going to let up about the press. That's a good thing. Now, keep in mind what's the left been doing, what's the press been doing. They have rolled out a litany of people. Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump makes a statement that says something along the lines of, all racism is wrong. You know, we need to eradicate racism, whatever, do it. He's a racist. He's a racist. Donald Trump can free black women through criminal justice. By the way, he's addressing criminal justice reform. This has the Democrats scared crapless. It does, because that's been one of their strongholds. As Democrats have incarcerated more black people than anybody on the planet, I mean, think about it. Where do black people get arrested the most? Anybody? Anybody? The cities. Who controls the cities? That would be Democrats. Democrats arrest more black people per capita than anybody in raw numbers and per capita than any Republican. You could name every Republican for the last decade, and Democrats have arrested more black folks than all Republicans in the entire decade in a single year. Any Democrat. Look at any big city. Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis, whatever. All controlled by Democrats, doing what? Arresting black folks. But who do black people want?
Oh, it's the doggone Republicans. They just incarceration.
And then Donald Trump goes and he says, hey, by the way, I'm going to free this black lady and bring me the list of people that you feel have been aggrieved, and we'll take a look at it. I'll set up a commission. We'll look at it and we'll start freeing black folks. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, they free all these radicals, people that you're going, you're scratching your head going, but that person bombed a cop, you know, police agency, you know, police building or whatever. They bombed the FBI building. They bombed, yeah, that's who they released, those, the radicals. And here's Donald Trump going, okay, well, I freed these three black people. I've gotten, you know, this lady that was wrongfully done with the Kardashians. And I'm bringing back the remains of all of our people. I'm not just saying, hey, let's separate the black people from the white people coming back from North Korea. I want all the remains back. And on and on.
He's a racist. He's a racist. Donald Trump.
Look at what he did to those NFL players. You know, those poor, downtrodden, multimillionaire, self-indulgent pukes known as the NFL. Look at what he did to them. Woo! Totally racist that he would dare say stand for the flag and the anthem. Appreciate the country that gave you the ability to make millions and millions of dollars. Wow. I love it, though. Donald Trump said, there's no let up. The press. And so the press tries to get him back.
He's a racist. He's a racist. He's a racist.
And you know what black people are doing? They're now, they've gone from 9% support of Donald Trump to 29% support, or serpent support, whichever one you want, of Donald Trump. And the left don't know what to do. He's a racist. Remember, he's a racist. I could have played, no exaggeration, I could have played 14 clips of interviews that happened over the weekend in a row. Maybe we'll do it as a montage just for fun. How much racist Donald Trump is. He's so racist that he considered sending troops into Chicago to protect black people from each other. Because Lord knows that good, solid citizen Rahm Emanuel, he just really wants what's best for black folks in Chicago. And I'm sure all these Democratic mayors feel the same way. They want what's best for black folks in their city. Absolutely. It certainly proves itself out. They're thinning them out. I mean, that's one thing. The criminals are they winning or losing? Here's what they tell you. They say, oh, it's gang on gang. We don't care about gang on gang. Let them kill each other. That's, you know, cull the herd. Okay, so the stronger gang wins. Let's just play this out to its conclusion. The stronger gang wins. And then what happens? They dominate the streets because they have no competition. So what happens to the people inside? The regular folks? Well, I don't know, but I'm going to just make a guess. They continue to get killed. And that's what's happening in Chicago. I don't know what, 11 people last weekend killed, 70-something shot on Barack Obama's birthday in a two-hour window. Three people killed, 25 shot in a two-hour window. And you know what's interesting about these statistics? They don't even compare to St. Louis. Some of these smaller cities, you know, under 500,000 population, you don't even understand. They're more deadly. You know what was considered the deadliest city in America for quite a few years? North Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah, home.
Bill Clinton State. Well, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
North Little Rock, Arkansas. It blew me away. St. Louis, a perennial, you know, contender for one of the most dangerous cities in the country. East St. Louis, Illinois. By the way, that's not in Missouri. That's in Illinois, right across the river. A perennial contender for one of the most dangerous cities in the world. And Donald Trump says, we need to address the crime issue. He's a racist.
Totally racist.
Well, let me tell you something. Black folks are waking up. And the Kevin Jackson team, the Black Sphere, we are waking them up. And we'll continue to. And then we're going to cut the head off the snake of the people that push this poison into the black community. Because that's what it is. They've poisoned the minds of blacks to believe that Republicans don't want to help them. Yeah. Got a tweet from a guy. He says, hey, did you hear about the NFL players that went out and protested during the offseason while they weren't working? Yeah, me neither. And then here's another one that I thought was interesting. These are tweets. Legitimate question. Why do the dead voters always vote Democrat? Points to ponder as we head to a short break. I'm glad you guys are here listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You heard of this thing called clubbing? They spell it P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G. You guys heard of that? I had never heard of fubbing, but apparently there's a new terminology. And here's the article. It says, how many times have you watched with distaste as a parent ignores their young child beside them while mindlessly scanning their phone? Yes, we've all spotted them at it. And yes, how we've sighed and tut-tutted. Next question. How many times have your eyes been glued to your own mobile screen while ignoring those in the room with you? Come on, be honest now. Few among us can claim we've consistently avoided such conduct. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second. By the way, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Apparently that's fubbing. I don't know what the word is. Maybe they'll give me a little bit more information here. Oh, actually, it does say that. It says it's the antisocial practice of snubbing someone you're with to look at your smartphone instead. You've probably been variously a victim and a culprit, and for the past few years, it's gone largely unpunished. It's a punishable offense. When my oldest son was an intern at Google, he said to me, Dad, he goes, in meetings, if you're paying attention, like if you're giving your all attention to the person speaking, they look at you as a piker. You're a loser. Why are you not working? You can. I was like, you got to be. He goes, no. He goes, you are encouraged to be listening and typing on your cell phone, doing things with whatever you're supposed to be, you know, like whatever your job is, like directing your staff simultaneously. And I went, well, that's pretty cool. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I play piano. I can't make the hands work separately. My hand, I'm not one of these guys that can be, you know, playing thirds in the bottom and four time at the top. I mean, if the music doesn't match, I don't even try to play those songs. Now, when I was younger, I interviewed at Xerox, and I would interview with one person, and there were three people that were in the interview, that were interviewing me, and two more of them would talk simultaneously. And I remember when I finished the interview, I called my brother who worked at Xerox, and I said, that was the strangest interview I've ever seen, Larry. He goes, how so? I said, well, one person would say, well, Kevin, and they'd ask me a question, and while this person is talking, these other people would simultaneously start asking me other questions. And so I'd answer this person's question. I'd say, now, Kathy, to answer your question, blah, blah, blah. And Bill, in response to yours, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, then you pass. He goes, they're going to offer you a job. I went, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, that's what we do. We want to see if you can multitask or whatever. I was like, that's the strangest thing. Nobody else ever did that to me. Now, I guess that was a prelude to what is now fubbing. Because now people want you engaged. You can be listening to me on your phone while I'm talking to you and still, you know, I'll be honest, I was with a buddy of mine the other day. We were having lunch, and he said, he's like, hey man, I need to get that. I was like, cool, because I was talking in a phone. He got a phone call or got a text or whatever, and he goes, no, continue, I'm listening. And I was like, no, that's okay, you go ahead, you take care of that, then you can listen to me again. Because I don't believe people can listen that intent. I mean, don't misunderstand me. There are people that can play the piano and they got both left hand, right hand. They can be doing two separate things. I understand there are people that are that talented that can multitask like that. I'm not one of them. I can't even watch you do something while I try to talk, because that to me is multitasking. And I can't figure out, are you really listening? You may very well be, but you stop fubbing me. So he says, new research from Ofcon finds that on average, people check their smartphones once every 12 minutes during the waking hours. We are, it appears, to have been universally agreed, addicted. So we're addicted to these smartphones. And I'm going to tell you, I believe that's the case, but I'll tell you what I do. I will put my phone, I've gone out to eat or something like that, and intentionally left my phone. Now, in a couple of instances, it needed to be charged, but I have a charger in my car. I just said, you know what? I don't need this phone for the next 2 hours. What did we do in the old days when things came up? You waited. You waited on the news. I don't need instantaneous news. But I get it. I do understand it. But yeah, now they've got the antisocial thing. And here's, is it really antisocial? And I know there are people listening to the program going, Kevin, what
does this have to do with politics?
Nothing. It has to do with pop culture. It has to do with how we reach people. It has to do with what is going to be the new wave of things. And by the way, in case you wonder why people have become detached, in case you wonder why people don't value friendships the way they used to, if they don't value family the way they used to, they don't value their jobs the way they used to, maybe it has something to do with this. Maybe we're tying into something that we really need to take a little bit more, I don't know, we need to take a more serious look at. I don't know. But I do know I find it a bit off-putting. Here's what I've decided to do. When I'm in a meeting with people, the phone is off. I mean, it's just, I turn it over. I get the notifications on my watch. I have a Dick Tracy watch. It's funny to answer my phone on my watch from time to time when I can't find my phone. But I have one of these smartphone watches from Samsung that's tied to my phone. So I can kind of look at it and see what's going on. But even with that, sometimes now in meetings, I was in meetings all last week, and I said, I'm not going to even look. I'm not looking at my watch. I'm not looking at my phone. I want to be attentive to the group that I was meeting with. And what was funny, none of us did. All of us put our cell phones in the middle. They were buzzing and doing little signs. And nobody moved. And I thought, wow, what a sign of respect. Is that going to be the new respect going forward? Is you don't answer your phone? I mean, it's not just the addiction with the phone. And by the way, I challenge you. I challenge you to, for 2-3 hours or a day, put the phone down. I don't know that I could do it a day. I mean, too much of my business is run from there. In fact, the other day, Kevin Sorbo sends me a note. Hey, Kev, I need the voiceover for the movie. And I was like, dude, because he was shooting a movie in Calgary. And I'm like, dude, we sent you that voiceover. And my initial thought was, because I wasn't by my computer, I was like, man, it's going to take me out. And then I went, wait a minute, it's on my phone. And I still had the file in my email. So I was like, oh, I found it. Forward. Got it to him. And I thought to myself, wow, lifesaver. Because in the old days, I was going to have to go back to the, I was in Montana, I was going to go back to the house, log onto the computer, put it up, find the email, send it, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I could send it from my phone. Now, I know you guys are going, Kevin, you act like this is some, newfangled thing that's happening here. No, I'm not trying to imply that it's something spectacular, whatever. I'm just saying the convenience of that doesn't go unnoticed on me. And I'm glad I was able to do it. But I think we've gone way too far with this. And I think that the way people are going to start look, it's like, how will you look at somebody to say that person really cared about what I had to say? I think it's going to be judged on, are you not multitasking? Are you saying, no, this is your time? You know, when you go home and you want to play with your kids, or like whether it's date night with the significant other or with the children, don't they deserve the full time and not this partial time of let me keep playing with my phone and looking at things while we're doing stuff? Put it down. It's just my advice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case Tuesday without presenting any evidence or witnesses to combat the one-time campaign manager's allegations that he committed bank and tax fraud. Manafort's lead attorney, Kevin Downey, spoke briefly outside the courthouse today.
We've rested on that.
And what do you say to those who would say this makes your client look guilty?
Well, we live in the United States of America, and you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. We believe the government cannot meet that burden.
Today, voters in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut will all go and cast their primary ballots. And according to GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, the Democrats only have one thing to run on.
Listen, it's about results, not resistance. That's what we're focusing on in this midterm. Democrats are only offering resistance. We're talking about results for the American people. I think the American people will favor results.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I lost a cell phone recently. That's nerve-wracking. I don't know if you guys have ever lost a cell phone. It's sort of like losing a child. We're not exactly okay. It's like losing a child who had memorized all the names and numbers of all your friends and family. It's like losing an autistic child. And before you judge, let me tell you a couple quick things. Number one, I ran that one by an autistic kid. He seemed fine with it. Number two. A woman actually came up to me after a show and said, "Hey, I wanted you to know that I have an autistic son, and I love that joke, so I'm teaching him all my phone numbers just in case." So, thank you guys very much. Great job.
What's that phone you have? You, yeah. You got Android. Most people got Androids and iPhones or BlackBerry. I get weirded out when I see people with a flip phone. Yo, that's not your real phone, right? You just gonna use that phone to make one call to get somebody murdered, then you throwing that in the ocean. Right? That's not your real phone. You're gonna order 100 kilos of cocaine. You're gonna stomp that phone and eat the SIM card. That's not your real phone.
I used to mock cell phone guy. Yeah, everybody has a cell phone. Like, really? You got to be in touch with people at all times, Mr. Self-Important? Now I'm that guy. I love my cell phone. It's the best invention ever, I think. It's everything to me. It's my phone. It's my voicemail. It's my clock. It's my camera. It's my flashlight sometimes late at night. It's my memory. I used to have to remember people's phone numbers. Now it's in the phone. I don't know your number. If we're friends and I lose my phone, that's it. We're done. Till you call me, relationship over. Not only that, you got to call me twice, because first time, I don't recognize the number, we're going straight to voicemail.
I don't like fighting with cops. I'm friends with some cops. Like, they don't want to fight with you, but I love giving a good argument. Like, there's some good arguments out there. Like, I got a cell phone ticket, right? Cop pulls me over, talking on cell phone and driving. I'm like, why is that illegal? He's like, got to operate a vehicle with two hands. I'm like, is it illegal to be a one-armed person? He was like, no. I'm like, you don't pull over one-armed people, do you? It's legal, isn't it? I'm like, then pretend I'm one-armed. I have my legal arm. And then this is a bonus arm. Holy shit, I have my bonus arm right here. And then I choose the bonus arm to hold a phone with, because this isn't legally necessary. I'm just going to hold a phone with it.
May I have your cell phone number, including the area code?
502-3792.
Thank you. Hold one moment, please. May I ask him I'm speaking with?
Tom Mabe.
Thank you, Mr. Mabe. How may I help you today?
Yeah, every time I use my cell phone, I got an echo in my voice.
I'll be trying to use my phone, I get an echo.
Echo, sir?
Yes. It's weird. It kind of makes me sound like a black man.
It made me sound like an African-American. Echo.
Sir, do you mainly notice this when you're roaming or outside of the calling area?
Sometimes I'm like in a questionable part of town.
Sometimes when I'm with my baby mama house, I can't hear my people.
Well, you could try turning down the volume on your headset.
Oh, I can do that?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, you could try that.
Oh, let me try that while I get the phone. Hold on. Nah, I don't think that works. That ain't hitting on nothing.
Sir, you can update your phone by hitting *228.
I've done that. I don't know. I did try to get a new car from the liquor store, and that ain't work.
I don't think I can help you. You probably need to take your phone to one of our local retail stores.
Yeah, I don't want to do all that. I ain't feeling that.
Well, sir, I don't think there's anything I can do to help you.
Is there, I'm not trying to be rude here, but is there anyone else I can talk with?
No.
Who your boss is?
Guys, I don't think this is very funny.
Look, here's the deal. Your customer service is off. I'm just trying to get my phone fixed. I'm thinking about writing a letter to someone.
I'm about to jack somebody up. Meet me outside.
You can't write a letter. Goodbye.
I thought I'd have a little fun with cell phone humor for just a bit. Excuse me for being Kevin Jackson. Yeah, this show was based on the idea that sometimes you gotta laugh at politics. And I'll be honest with you, it's an interesting blend at times because there are people that go, Kevin, sometimes you're too goofy. There are people that say, Kevin, we love the goofiness. Where's it been? And then, you know, it's finding that balance. Here's what I say. There's seriousness in everything that I put out here. You have to find it. That's what humor is about for the most part. It's making fun of something that people realize is happening, but saying, look, I'm not going to take it so serious that I quit living life. So I hope you find that in the work that we do, because that's what we put together. To be blunt, I don't care what you think. I know that sounds terrible. Kevin, you want fans. You have to care about the fans. No, I care about producing something that I'm proud of. That's the only thing I care about. If that offends you, there's lots of people out there you can listen to. Lots of work you can follow. And as much as I would like to have millions and millions and millions of people that follow our work, it isn't because, woohoo, it's going to make me such a big star. I don't care if I'm a star or not. What I care about is our message getting out there? And is it getting out there by the right people? Is it people that are looking to make themselves bigger? By the way, God will take care of them. I don't care about being big. I care about being big for you, I guess is the best way to put it. And it may seem antithetical because you say, Kevin, you don't care about what the people think about what you put out. I don't, because I can only represent what I believe is my pure self. That's what I put out. If you like it, spread it. If you don't worry about it. I'll put it to you this way. If I'm ever unleashed, I'm talking about the masses hear what I have to say. There's no question in my mind that they will say, I agree with Kevin. I'm not worried about bringing the black vote, the Latino vote, the Guatemalan midget vote. You will like what I have to say because I'm a pragmatist. I care about you in general, people in general. To the detriment of self, there are things I could be talking about on this program that would make me a star, a hero. And I've said to many, many very wealthy people over the last month, look, guys, you can help me or not help me. Doesn't matter to me. But here's what I will tell you. If you don't, you will find out that you've made the wrong move. Whatever money you have, if it continues going the way it's going, it will be diminished, diminished, diminished. I've warned people in the conservative movement. I said, hey, guys, if you continue to worship Facebook and Twitter and all that, you're going down. They got their fingers around, their hands around your neck, and they're just going to keep squeezing till you can, and they're going to choke the life out of you. And I said to these very wealthy men and some women, I said, look, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to do anything to help me. But if I ever went on the other side of this issue, I would be as rich as many of you. And there are too many people out there that understand that, and they're out there profiteering from it. And there are some people that you think are helping you on our side that are profiteering. They're not out there for the good of the movement. I'm not trying to put myself above them. I'm just telling you, I care about the movement. I care about what life my kids and grandkids ultimately will have. That's what I care about. And if, you know, you want to be a part of that, join us. If you don't, enjoy the show. Criticize, critique, do whatever you want, but this is the show. Anyway, the reason why I brought this clip up and was playing all these cell phone things was because it turns out smartphones and tablets have been banned from all French schools ahead of the academic year. They passed this new law in the French Parliament recently. It applies to pupils in France up to the age of 15. And I'll be honest with you, I kind of think it's a good idea. Look, When I was in school, what was the distraction when you were in school? I mean, passing notes or whatever? Think of everything that's available on that phone. You can get an answer to anything. You don't have to know a thing anymore. And you can get the answers to it. It's ridiculous. Now, you know, you got to, I mean, it's time to start studying. It's time to, you know, to use your mind. I love the cell phone. I'm not going to lie to you. I love it. I love that, you know, you're looking for something. You go, boop, 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 boop. The only time I don't know anything is when I'm on the radio. I'll be like, who is that person? Because in the real world, I just pull out my phone and go, boop, 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 boop. Now, though, like the big deal right now is Fortnite. These kids play Fortnite. And I'll watch them and they'll get together with each other and they'll do like, oh, well, you want to play it on the PS4? I'll play it on the phone or I'll play it on the tablet. And some are, you know, work better than others, I guess, for snatching things. But it's become an obsession now and I mean, the good news is what, you know, the same thing that makes you laugh will make you cry. These smartphones let parents track their kids everywhere they go. There's a tracking mechanism you can put on these phones. Some people do it for their spouses. Anyway, they track them, and they can tell every single place they went. This is bizarre. I'm just saying, it's a beautiful thing that can be taken to such a level. But anyway, yeah, you can't have them in French schools. The new law fulfills a campaign promise by Macron, but they're criticizing it. They said it was a publicity stunt. But they got final approval on this bill, and they said, well, it's not going to impact real life. I don't know. I wonder what to expect from this. I'm curious. You guys give me a call at 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in, or kjradio.com. Is this something that you think is going to help their schools? I know, you know, it's a big distraction in schools. The kids still use them, you know, to do all kinds of other stuff that they should be paying attention in class. But then again, they're adults. That's the new world. If the world is you're going to have information at your fingertips, then maybe that's the new world. But what happens if you need to know what direction north is and you can't get cell service or something? What happens then? Has that ever happened to you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles. A 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I talked the other day about the California wildfires and Jerry Brown, and I'll play his clip a little bit in a minute, but he blamed it on climate change. But the president tweeted this. He says, California wildfires are being magnified and made so much worse by bad environmental laws, which aren't allowing massive amount of readily available water to be properly utilized. It is being diverted into the Pacific Ocean. Must also tree clear to stop fire spreading. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And I talked about this. The environmental, the stranglehold that Governor Brown and the environmentalists in California have put on the lumber industry and just good common sense forestry in general is the very reason for these fires. Whenever you think of leftism from a metaphorical standpoint and California burning, I mean, I don't know if you've seen any of the video, these fires are vicious. I think they were saying these are some of the largest fires they've had in a long time. And you would think that they would get the hint. I think this has finally woken Jerry Brown up because, as I said, I heard him. And we'll play – should we play both clips? But because one of them he's talking about – I mean, he actually brings it up that we've got to relook at our plans for this. That's as close as you're going to get of a leftist saying, you know what, I screwed up. How many times can you ruin millions of dollars of property before you finally realize this? But here's what's worse. It isn't about a house burning down. It isn't. Well, I don't know what the value of your home is. Say your home's worth $500,000. Who cares? What burns up is everything you built, those memories. I don't know whether you raise your kids there, your great grandfather, you know, visited the only time he ever got out to you was to your home. There's hardly a time when a house burns that you can get everything out that you want, even with planning. Who can get out everything that they want? Oh, leave this, leave that. It could be an old antique chest or some antique furniture left by your mom. It could be paperwork that you filed away. You know, I don't know if they tell you it's a threat of a fire, you start moving out essentials, but you can't move out everything unless you're just prepared. You know, you stay in a state of readiness with a bug out, pod, one of those pod things that the truckers will come and truck away. Unless you're doing something like that, there's no way that your house can burn and you say, "Ah, it's no big deal. We can replace it. It's just a house." It's not just a house. It's got all kinds of memories and things that you want. And look, I'm not trying to get all sentimental about it. I'm just saying, yeah, it's billions of dollars, but it's worse than that. It's people's lives. It's the memories and all that. And you would think at least leftists would go, you know what? We're burning out people's memories and their lives here. We need to make some consideration and cut down some of these trees. I was in Montana and they hadn't deforested to the degree that I think they should because I was up in the mountains. And I'm looking at trees that are dead. Of course, there's lots of green trees. But sprinkled in between are all these trees that are bone dry and dead. A lightning strike on one of those trees and boom, it is set off. It's kindling is what it is. And I was saying to my friend who I was staying with up there, I said, man, I don't know what this homeowners association is doing, but you guys better start cutting back some of these trees. And he goes, that's exactly what we've been talking about. He goes, we've approached the homeowners association and said, look, if these California fires haven't taught us enough, let's start getting rid of it. He goes, so it's on the agenda. I said, well, God pray that it gets done because I'm telling you, I don't know much about forestry and all that. But I do know this. You have all these dead trees in there. It's nature's way of saying, you know, get ready for the landslide. It's like, you know, fresh mountain snow. And then you go, oh, I'm going to hit the fresh powder. You might want to wait until, you know, that snow decides to go down unless you want to end up in an avalanche. So it's the same thing with nature. You start getting all these little pieces of kindling, and as soon as the lightning bolt hits, poof, you're up in smoke. And I'm going to tell you, there are some spectacular homes where I was. I'm talking about homes that are, I saw one that was $22 million. I'll put it that way. That was just one. I saw one that was $17 million. I'm talking about it sold for that. I don't know what it's worth today, probably more. There was a lot of tall cotton over there, as they say. Anyway, let's play this one clip from Jerry Brown.
First of all, I'm going to thank all the firefighters from nearby and from further away doing a great job. I want to thank the National Guard, the public safety people that are here, as well as the Conservation Corps and the firefighters from the Department of Corrections. This is truly a joint effort on the part of a lot of people, and of course, everybody here that lives in this part of California. You're doing a good job, too, and it's been a terrible tragedy for so many people. So this is kind of the new normal. I was just looking at my cell phone before I talked, looking at the humidity. It's 8% in Los Angeles. I don't suppose it's much different right here. That's very, very low. And so we're facing a new reality in the state, where fires threaten people's lives, their property, their neighborhoods, and, of course, billions and billions of dollars. So we have to have the resources to combat the fires, and we have to also invest in managing vegetation and forests and all the way we dwell in this very wonderful place, but a place that's getting hotter.
Think about all the people that Jerry Brown had to thank, where he wouldn't have to thank anybody if they had just done what they needed to do and scaled back all this kindling that's been set up and managed it correctly. Donald Trump is so right. This is it's Jerry Brown's fault. It's the fault of liberalism. And I know that may seem like a fallback position for me if you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, but it's just the truth. Do your own research and just go back and look at what the laws are for California and look at what the environmentalists will let you do. Look at the number of fires that have occurred and ask yourself, who in their right mind would not look at something that was recurring and say, let's take a look at what we can do better? Let's use earthquakes as an example. Now there are restrictions on the types of buildings you can build. They must be earthquake resistant. So there's a lot of technology that's gone into that. We don't need technology that goes into foresting. We know how to do it. I've talked about it. I grew up on a ranch. I spent an entire summer after a fire that we fought getting paid to clear this land, clear an area, my brother and I did, where once the fire hit that break point, it would have to be really huge to leach over. It was probably a football field. And it was probably 3 football fields in length and a football field wide. And my brother and I had to cut every tree down in that area as a break from the fire. That's what we were tasked to do. And so, but it was preventative. And it was based on the fact that we'd had a fire the summer before.
People are going to die.
Well, lucky for us, Jerry, they didn't. We survived it, but we were smart enough to do something about it. Anyway, Jerry goes on to talk about, we did this just the other day, but I still want to bring up that he's, look at what they blame for this stuff. So here's Jerry once again.
And we know from the changing in the climate that it's going to exacerbate everything else. From history, going back a long, long way, there have been very long droughts in California. We are getting some of those returning. Very bad, and we're going to get them returning more often. And then with climate change, some scientists are saying Southern California is literally burning up, and burning up as a metaphor or a description, not just of the fire right here, but what we can expect over the next years and decades. And that's why we have to respond. But we have to plan what we can do in the forests and the neighborhoods. And we also have to do the larger challenge, which is climate change itself. And I know that's maybe a little remote, but it's real. And we're experiencing what it's going to look like on a very regular basis. So,
wow, that was the most convoluted. We played it before, but I listened to it again. Climate change, we have a history of very long droughts, returning very bad. I mean, it's so stilted. You want to know why? Because Jerry Brown's sitting up there thinking to himself, this is really my fault, and I got to have somebody to blame. So, well, let's make it climate change. This is returning very bad, and they're more often, and some scientists say that California is literally burning up. Well, I mean, that's a metaphor. It's a description, but you can expect it years and decades, so we have to respond and plan, which he knows he didn't do. But he says, but the larger challenge is climate change. Well, wait a minute. It's remote, but it is real. No, what's real is he's a moron.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.